I have to confess, this is one of my favorite Gospels. I did a research project on it in seminary because I loved it so much. It's so beautiful. As we hear Simon and Jesus going back and forth. The very beginning, we see they've got this huge catch of fish. He recognizes who it is, and he jumps into the sea. He goes to find Jesus. But when he gets to the seashore, what happens? He sees there Jesus has this charcoal fire. It's only one other time in the Gospels where a charcoal fire is mentioned. And that is when we read the Good Friday Passion according to John. There in the courtyard of the high priest, Peter is warming himself in front of this charcoal fire. And it is there three times that he denies Jesus. I think it is no coincidence that this charcoal fire is here again. And Jesus brings to his mind those denials from just a couple weeks earlier. Not with the point of shaming Peter, but with the point of restoring him. For we see, then Jesus asks him three times, "Simon, son of John, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" Now, it's interesting to note that in Greek, there are four words for love. There is storge, which means an affection, the way a mother might have an affection for a child or a child for a mother, that type of relationship. Then there's philia. Philia is a brotherly love, a friendship. This is, for instance, where we get the name Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. It is a friendship between people. There's eros, which is where we get erotic desire. That's falling in love, as it were. And then we have agape, divine love, self-giving love, completely selfless love that gives itself away. In the gospel today, we have two of those words which are being used in the back and forth. At each of those points, Simon Peter uses the word philia. Every time Jesus asks him, "Do you love me?" he always says, "Yes, I love you with a friendship love." Jesus uses both that and agape. So what's going on here? He says to Simon Peter, he says, "Simon, son of John, do you love me with a divine, perfect, completely self-giving love?" Now, Simon Peter, when we look at Peter, he's a great figure in the Gospels. I love looking at Simon Peter because he's so much like me. He puts his foot in his mouth more often than not. Simon Peter, you know, he says, you know, when Jesus is walking out on the water, he said, "Lord, bid me come to you." And Jesus says, "Come." And so he walks out on the water and then he sinks. This is the Simon Peter that says, "Should everyone else abandon you, Lord, I will not. I would die for you." And then he denies him three times. Simon now is learning. He says, "Okay. You know, God, Jesus is asking me, do you love me with this completely self-giving divine love?" He says, "Well, you know, Lord, that I love you with a friendship." He's not going to go beyond what he knows he can give. He's afraid to say too much now. The second time, Jesus says to Simon, "Do you love me with a completely self-giving divine love?" He says, "Lord, you know that I love you with a friendship type of love." And then the third time Jesus says, "Do you love me with a friendship kind of love?" And Simon Peter responds, "Lord, you know everything. You know I love you with friendship." I see this as so important to this year of mercy. Why do I say that? First of all, Jesus recognizes our sins, even these most grievous sins that are in our lives. And He wants to restore us to His friendship. He wants to give us the chance to come back to Him. He doesn't want to stay away from us. It's not like God, when we sin against God, He gets into this snit and says, "Yeah, when you're good and ready, when you've finally been sorry enough, then I'll let you come back to me, and then after you grovel a while, then I'll turn back to you." No, that's not God. The God of the universe longs for us. I mentioned about those four types of love, and all of those God has for us. Pope Benedict, actually, you know, a lot of us think about Pope Benedict as this very stuffy type of pope that we had. If you knew him, you'd realize how humble he was. I got to meet him in 2002, briefly before he was pope, and I said, "Wow, this man is a lot humbler than I expected." But this was a man who, in one of his encyclicals, writes about how God's love for us is eros, is that erotic desire. It's not only erotic, and it's certainly not pornographic the way that we've made erotic out to be in this culture, but it's that "I'm in love with you so much" type of love. That head over heels love that He has for us. He wants to draw us back because He's in love with us. As I've said before, God wants to marry us. And so He calls us back, and He calls us back, and He says to Simon Peter three times in order to restore him from his three-time fall. But this is important. Simon Peter isn't able to go all the way. Jesus is asking for him to go here, to go to agape, divine, perfect love. Simon Peter only is willing to go here, to philia, brotherly, friendship type of love. That's as far as he can go. He's afraid to go further. But then that last time, the last time Jesus asks, "Do you love me with a brotherly, friendship type of love?" God, the God of the universe, reaches down to where we are at. Simon wasn't ready to go to agape. And so Jesus reached down and said, "Are you willing to give me this love? I'm there. I will take you." And Simon Peter says, "Yes, Lord, I love you with the filial love." And Jesus says, "Great." But then he says, "When you were younger, you would go where you wanted. When you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you don't want to go. You're only willing to go here. But as you grow in my life, I will draw you where you're not ready to go, where you're not willing to go right now, to that agape love." This is the mercy of God. Not only when we fall does He call us back, not only does He reach down to where we are and take us where we're at, but He loves us so much He doesn't want to leave us there. He wants to raise us to the heights of His glory, to the heights of His love. This is the mercy of Almighty God. And He wants this with each of us. All He needs is a willingness on our part. And so when I've said over and over and over again that we're each called to be a saint, we might be saying, "Well, you know, not me. I don't think I can. You don't know my sins." And God says, "Yes, but I can forgive your sins and reach to where you're willing to go right now. But I want to draw you into that holiness, into that life." My sisters and brothers, this is not just a question that Jesus asked Simon Peter on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias 2,000 years ago. He asked this question of us today, here, now, and each day. He says, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? May we respond with all our heart. Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.